Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by Eric Sanchez and Avery Razor. We are previewing the HRMMA card, which is this Saturday, August 1st, 2026, at the Parakeet Springs Convention Center in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. As you know, the theme of these episodes, oftentimes with Avery, is MMA gay. So kind of a comical take on the fights. See if we can't piss some people off, offend some people. All that fun stuff. If you're a fan of the Kelly Patrick Show, I ask that you send some referrals the way of my sponsors. In particular, if you know someone who's of Medicare age, the sweet spot would be someone who's turning age 65 soon. Send them my way. I'm a broker for Medicare Solutions, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Florida, and Illinois. MedicareStoreUSA.com is the site to check that out at. I appreciate everyone tuning in. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by returning guests all around. I have Avery Razor. Avery, welcome back on the show, sir.
Hi, babe.
And we also have Eric Sanchez. Eric, thanks so much for coming back on. I know this is somewhat short notice of an episode.
Yeah, a little short notice, a little odd of an episode almost, but yeah, I'm here.
You don't even know if it's going to be odd yet, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, let's not be all judgy, okay?
I was confused on what – I thought it was an MMA preview, but apparently it's – I don't know.
That's a good state to be in for this, confused. So that's – we need you confused, okay?
Ooh. Okay, well, it's worked. It's worked.
All right, so what we're going to do here is I'm going to do a screen share. This is an MMA gay episode, okay? We're doing a preview for the HRMMA show, which is this Saturday, August 1st, 2026 in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Before we jump into this, Eric, you are cornering. You'll be there at the event, right?
Yep, I'm going to be cornering. I'm not quite sure who Will Davis has picked for his corners yet.
Oh, okay. But you'll be there.
Wait, so you're not
but I'll be corner? There. He usually – there's a few pros at the gym that he asks first, which is completely understandable. But I'll be in the corner for Mohamed Soussa.
Oh, during that's right. Fight. Okay.
Yep, against I'm not quite – I think his – I don't remember his opponent's name, to be honest. So I feel bad. But, yes, I'll be there.
David corner. Wright. Yep.
David Wright, yes.
Same guy that Mahid fought.
Yeah, Mahid fought for him, and they fight out of Mayhem's gym.
Mayhem, yep. So I'm going to do a screen share. We're going to start previewing these. We're doing five fights, right, Avery?
Yes.
All right, which fight do we start with?
Okay, we are going to start with, in no particular order, Shaylin.
Shaylin
Walton and Marcus. Booster sign.
Okay. So let's jump right into this. Are we looking at Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook. I sent the links just in case anyone else.
That's right. Yes, you did.
Follow along. So I'm on Chalens right now.
Okay.
Chalen. What's the proper pronunciation again?
Chalen.
Pronounced Chalen.
Chalen. Got you.
So,
bro.
Fun fact, I actually know Chalen. Chalen and I went to. Grade school together, middle school and high school.
Okay, wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep. Well,
I know his father really well. His father was a substitute teacher.
Excellent.
Good people. Well, I know Chalen also.
Never met him, never seen him. So let's go through his Facebook. What gym is he in?
Louisville Combat Academy.
I thought I recognized it. Okay. Excellent. And he's straight?
He's straight, yes.
We know this? He looks, from what I'm seeing already, he looks very alternative.
Yeah, he is kind of alternative. I love Chalen. Mm-hmm. Good people.
Yeah, face tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Still good people?
Very good people, yes.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. He looks.
You would like him, Avery, actually. Very nice guy.
I'll bet you $1 million I would, you know? He looks like somebody in the marches, honey. Okay.
In the marches?
Yes, absolutely.
What does that? What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, go into.
Listen, I mean gauges and things like that. Like alternative people, usually he has like He has like bi energy.
I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that.
I think no, I can does. Clarify he... for Chaelin. I know Chaelin. I think Chaelin would identify as straight, he's, but
I would
he
think...
does dress alternative, and yeah.
I don't think, you know, I bet he's had a scenario or two. Okay.
I think you're thinking about a scenario or two or three.
Yeah, hey, no. That's how I'm listening, you guys.
Is that not the job right here, is to think about different scenarios?
Yeah. I don't know. It's really just a gut feeling, you know?
Just instinct?
Yes, I feel like I've met a lot of Chaelins.
Chaelin's good, good people.
Yeah. No, listen. Sure he is. But his photos are, from what I can see, they're just really... Oh, okay, they were all of him. Now we're getting into it. Oh, my God. No, those aren't his abs. That's him from behind.
So is this a rating or a gay or not?
No, it's a rating. Avery's choosing. He does give more points to people who look like they're gay friendly, though.
Okay.
He looks like an ally, is what I would say. But you know, it's mostly like who you're gonna root for based on what's on their Facebook and stuff. So yeah, he okay. From what I'm seeing here, I mean, he looks very alternative, but from his posts, I can't really see nothing like super amazing. It's just fight stuff, really. Car stuff. Okay, let's move to the other guy. This one's kind of boring.
Okay.
Marcus Buckerson.
Boosterzon.
Okay, all right, now you better teach me how to say it.
Ooh, he's out fishing on his profile picture, kind of giving redneck energy. How does that rub you, Avery?
Yeah, that's the opposite way. That's the opposite direction of Chaelin.
No, yeah, rednecks are fine. I'm okay with rednecks. Now, having a fish in your profile pic, that does have its own
role. I had a feeling you were going to have words about that. I had a feeling.
Compensating for something, sir, Marcus. Showing off a big fish. All right. Oh, but he's into pit bulls. That's cute. I think I need to add him as a friend to really, like, get into his shit. Because I don't think it's letting me see anything. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing anything good on your... Yeah, you're friends with him. Show me some... Oh, my God. Is that him?
That's him, yeah.
That's Marcus?
That's Marcus back in 2024.
Oh, my God. He's got some nice square tits.
Okay. Have you heard this term, Eric? Square tits.
Square tits? No, I haven't. But speaking from my expertise, I think what Avery is talking about is the pectoral major muscle insertions. So he's talking about the shape of his muscle insertions there, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they are fucking polygons. All right.
Polygon is any shape with three or more sides.
Yeah, I see. Look at you, Mark.
Look, he has this picture on his profile. Does that give him any points?
I'm glad he's into blacks. Here's what I'm looking though at the tapology of it all. Chaelin has not fought at all.
This is his debut. Fight. Yeah, he has competed in kickboxing a few matches.
Okay, and the other guy's 1-3, which means he's lost enough to make it fair.
Marcus has had some tough opponents, full disclosure.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Was Chaelin, like, good at kickboxing?
He
like,
is actually good at kickboxing,
Do you think he could win, really?
I do. He's long. Chaelin is long. I guess Marcus is listed at 5'9 also. This is a matchup at 125 pounds. So those are two tall guys at 125, right, Eric?
Yeah, I would say those are tall opponents. That's as tall as opponent as I have faced at 125 for reference. 5'6 and fight at 125. That's so they're tall. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God, I'm 5'10", so I'm like a tall-ass bitch, turns out. Love that. Okay, if I had to choose one for this one, for me, I'm definitely, fish aside, I'm going to go with Marcus because his square tits are excellent, and we can't deny that.
Okay.
Also, he's at least been in a fight, and so it kind of makes more sense that he would probably win, so I'm going to go on that team. I'm rooting for him.
Okay, understandable. We follow. All right, right. Moving right along. What's next, Avery? You direct the show.
Okay, okay. We got Darren Sean Harden.
Is his middle name Sean? Why is he? Why is there Sean there?
No, I agree. Oh my God! Fun fact: I actually fought a guy with the last name Harden back in the day.
Ooh,
how did that related?
How did that was? How did that fight go?
With your hard on, or what?
No, no gay stuff. Literally, like his name was Daniel Harden.
Then you got into a fist fight with this gentleman.
Yes, him and his brother jumped me in eighth grade.
Do you think it was racially motivated? A sexuality?
Well, they called
motivated?
Me nigger on MySpace, so yeah, hello.
Oh, okay, but, so racially motivated. Okay, not good. Not we
you know,
don't,
the, you
I
know
don't,
the Valley Station kids, okay? But
I'm not going to say anything about Valley Station.
I don't know if they're related, but even if they are, RIP, because Daniel's
Avery, do you
now.
Not know Darren? Do you've never heard of Darren?
I've never heard of this man. Where does he go?
Wait, Eric, what do you mean? Tell him about Darren. What do you know about Darren?
Darren fights like every weekend. Darren fights every single person every single weekend. Darren has fought so much.
He's 4-19.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The guy has over 20 fights.
Oh, why? Oh, you know what? I actually know why now. Because I heard how much money people be making just taking a fight. Bitch, I'd do it too. What do you mean?
All I don't think he's getting paid for these.
Yeah, oh, he's fighting amateurs, so he's technically not getting paid for these. However, I think Darren does it for the love of the game, is what he's saying.
That is horrifically, horrifically embarrassing.
Here's a good picture. That's from 12 years ago, though. Wow, these are old.
Yeah, he looks urban.
So Darren's a little older. I want to say Darren is somewhere above, for a fighter. He's older for a fighter. I want to say he's somewhere above 33, 34.
You can tell in his eyes.
Hey, man, I get it. I'm also dead inside.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. That's actually crazy. 19?
Oh, 19.
My God.
Yeah, yeah he keeps fighting.
Yeah, he's
who's Darren fighting this weekend?
Jacob Griffin. Let's take a look at Griffin.
Oh, Jacob Griffin. I also know Jacob Griffin.
Do you?
I want to say Jacob Griffin goes by the Barefoot Bandit on Instagram.
Look, I have him on Facebook. Let's see what we got here.
Jacob, I have him on Facebook as well. I'm looking at him.
He wanted to fight for Street Beefs, I want to say, or fought for Street Beefs.
Yeah, can you show me some pictures of him? Because I'm not friends with him either, so I don't...
Can you see that?
Yes.
All right, that was a video, of course. Give me a moment here. I know when I do here's an up close. Do you see that?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. He definitely grew up watching rap videos.
Is that a bad thing?
No, not at all. It's just you can tell he's urban. I like a wigga. Me personally.
A what?
A wigga.
Ah, yes, yes.
Those are my favorite kind of people because, like, whether you love them or hate them, they're entertaining. I love a wigger.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
Okay, I'm seeing the photos. He looks really young. How old is this kid?
He's like 18, 19, 20. He's very young.
Yeah.
What's his name on Instagram, you said, Eric?
I want to say like the Barefoot Bandit or something.
Okay, let me try to find him here.
I want to know who the matchmaker is for this because this don't make no sense with the numbers.
It's Hard Rock.
Or it might be like Winged Griffin. Barefoot Bandit might be someone else. I may be being a bad friend right now.
That's all right.
You know what? I already know who I'm going to root for, and it has nothing to do with looks or anything because, quite frankly, I'm not. None of them give me the tingle. I'm going to root for Darren because please God give him a win.
Jesus. Okay. Moving right along. What fight's next?
Okay. Ethan, I should say. And Caden Willoughby.
All right. Let's start with Ethan. Can you guys see this?
Yes. Okay, I love his use of speech here.
You love his what, Avery?
Eleven's use of pink here.
Pink.
Where's he wearing? He might. Is he wearing? Are his gloves pink?
From the three photos I've just looked at, his gloves are kind of pink. His socks are pink, and another one, his shorts are pink. This man is a fan of pink, and I like that. I really am into that, actually.
If it's for New Line cage fighting, their red gloves look a little pink. Just, it happens in the lighting. I fought for New Line. I was the champion. Their gloves sometimes look pink.
No, but hey, that's good.
Hey, I'm just giving him credit, then shout out. Shout out New Line cage fighting.
No. Pink is an excellent fighting color, okay? Because, I mean, imagine getting your ass beat by somebody in pink. That's awesome.
Well, I'm colorblind, so I don't have any opinion on that. So
it's okay. We'll get you there.
I think you will. Okay.
Okay. He has a really excellent body. He also, I don't really care about the tattoo, but it's a nice little additive. He also looks mixed, and I could be making that up, but.
This is the
do you know
fight.
If he's white or not?
He looks like he could be mixed. I don't know, Eric.
He looks like he's
Eric,
mixed.
Eric, what are your thoughts about this guy's ethnicity?
You know, and he looks like I hate to say this, but he just looks Sicilian. I don't know if he's mixed. He looks like Greek or Italian or like.
It could be the brain just throwing me off.
Sometimes some people back in the day, his ancestors loved a Native American a little bit too much, and you end up looking like that.
Yeah, but
nothing wrong
nice
with it. Nothing wrong with it, Ethan Baker. Ethan Baker, feel free to drop your complete ethnicity along with your genome sequencing down in the comments of this video.
Please.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, moving right along.
You know something I don't like on men, women, whoever?
Who?
Rib cage.
Rib cage? Tattoo?
I feel like you could be, because he has abs and he's, you know, he's skinny, but I always feel like rib cage is a step too far.
Or I have my rib cage tattooed.
No, not and it's tattooed is fine. I'm saying showing, like it's so pronounced like that.
Oh, you get so skinny that your rib cage shows?
Yeah, it's like I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I don't usually see that.
It happens. I think I know what you're talking about, and people can look very skinny, yes.
Yeah. I mean he's beefy and fine, but when he flexes a certain way, it's all ribs, and I don't like that.
Sometimes they don't have that choice when you're cutting weight.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's giving Auschwitz. But like I said, he's fine. So let's go on to the next person to see him, Mr. Willoughby.
Willoughby, yep. You see Caden Willoughby here.
Caden. What's up with these fine niggas who don't show their face? I don't understand this.
It's humility.
No, it's annoying. Okay, what about all the people trying to stalk your Facebook? What are we supposed to do?
Humility? I barely know her.
Well, you know? Oh, my God. She's a whore. We hate her. But he's cute, too. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, Willoughby. What are we... let me see their thingy.
Their face-off?
Okay, they're both 2 and 3, so this is even. Good matchmaking. I'm into this.
Avery, do you hope they end up grappling a lot?
I mean, I hope they end up just fully smashing. I hope one day during these fights, it definitely goes very heated rivalry. And
yeah, they just can't handle the tension anymore.
Yeah, no, two of these fighters have just been fucking this whole time and nobody saw it coming. Like, that definitely has
to happen. Referee has to step in and separate them.
You know? Oh, my God. That would be excellent. But I am going to go. I know we're pressed for time. So just for that sake, I will say they're both very attractive men. They have an even record. But I am going to go with Ethan because he is way finer. And also, you know, I'm into the pink. And, yeah, he has a vibe.
Is this the best matchup thus far that you can remember for this card in terms of looks?
So far that we're discussing today.
Okay. Oh, okay. I remember last week.
They're the best looking of today, as we discussed.
Okay, moving
on this card.
moving right along.
I don't remember well enough to be like, oh, this or that. But
if I remember, you thought Nicholas South and Drake Patterson was a good matchup.
Well, I remember. Well, Drake was hottie of the night the last time, so I definitely remember him. But I don't even remember. I don't even remember the other guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, hello. Or was his name Derek? Whatever. Anyway.
You want me to give you a quick taste of Nicholas South?
Sure. Oh, we're giving taste, little samples? What?
Give me a moment here.
Is Nick South the gentleman who fought at the last card?
He's the guy who is...
The jacked gentleman.
D1, yeah. Here he is.
I think AP will like him.
Oh, yeah. He was the A. Or he's a B.
You know what that means, Eric?
A B? I don't think I do.
So you don't know how to catch print?
Oh, okay. You know, I'm not quite... I know catching print. I don't know if I'm familiar with the vernacular on the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so men fall into the three categories of the A, the B, or the D. And I see this guy's a B.
Okay.
Can you go into detail about what A, B, and D means?
So A is like where the peak of it is higher, closer towards the belly button, okay? It's like it's higher. The B is where it's a little lower, but it's still, you know, it's like the cutoff there is like an 8. It's an 8-incher, you know, like a B. But then a D is where it's like, D is like to print it all because it's too big or... Yeah, you know, if you can see the curve.
We're talking 8+ inches, the 6'4" of dick sizes.
Mm. Yeah. D's like where you can see the curve or it has no print because it's so big it's hanging.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's similar to almost like a black hole where it folds in on itself.
Yeah. You get it. All right. You understand.
Okay, so up next, what fight's next?
Okay, Angel Gaskin. And JT Erickson.
Okay, so let's look at Angel here. There he is with his wife. They both train at Louisville Combat Academy.
That's so annoying.
Angel, I hope you and your wife are happy.
I know you're thinking I say that about the gym, but I'm like his wife. I hate when they're married, you know?
Does it hurt with your imagination when they're married?
Yeah, you know, it's like when your favorite celebrity finally gets married.
Do you not like it a little bit more? I thought that was a common thing amongst the LGBTQIA plus community where they like when somebody has a partner.
No. What you're referring to is the fact that those men who are married are actually DL, and they're fucking us. That has nothing to do with us.
Oh, so it's the other way around. I have that confused.
Yeah, it's they're the ones straying. We're not looking for a lot of the times. We don't even know that they're in relationships because they be like that. Okay, that's not our fault.
Okay,
these men just wouldn't get any play if they told their wife they were bi. That's just the whole thing. So they have to lie about it. Okay, from the pictures I'm seeing right now, first of all, I think this is a good sign. Do you see the one where he's in the yellow shorts? You don't see any print.
No print.
No print at all.
Is he in the cage at that moment, or is this a picture?
Do you see it on the screen now? Yeah.
Yeah, I see it on the screen now. Well, here's the deal. Can I get some context? Because I'm gonna get some context for Angel because I can't have Avery bad mouthing him here saying he has no print.
Yeah, that sounds pretty harsh.
No print is actually that means he probably had to fold that thing.
Mm. Or, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, and if you've worn kickboxing shorts, you know sometimes they have a particularly low rise, meaning the bottom of it goes all the way down, way past where it would normally like hang, and because of this, it gets rid of a print. So, gotta look out for my friend Angel. Not gonna let you badmouth him like that.
All I'm saying was good things about Angel. Okay.
Okay. Well, this is where it's a problem. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, we're getting a little bit of feedback. What is that? Can you guys hear me?
I don't know. But you know, I don't know what that is, but I can say Angel is very, very, very handsome.
Okay.
And he has no print, which means he, I think he's a D. Okay. And that, yeah, no, that's excellent.
Okay. Okay. Should we move right along?
And oh my God, he talked to you in Spanish. Oh my God. Listen, I got to stop. Okay. JT Erickson. Now, Kelly, you threw this guy in just to be funny.
No, I didn't. This is a real opponent.
You said he looks like you.
I said he's a 40-year-old guy, so it's like a young studly Angel against an older guy like me.
I don't understand. What's that shot?
What do you mean?
Jonathan, I didn't honey, sweetie.
I didn't baby. Choose who's on the card, okay?
No, you didn't. I don't know what that feedback is, by the way. I know you didn't choose who's on the card, but who we're talking about. Now, you know Jonathan is getting slaughtered, okay? I don't know why he would even leave his kids to go do this, okay? Sir, you need to just...
Can someone try pressing the mute button just to see if we can identify who that is? Mute yourself until you talk. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Let's see. Sounds like it must be Avery. Eric, are you there?
Hello.
Actually, could you mute yourself, Eric?
I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
That's okay if not. It's all good. We'll continue. Maybe the listeners can't even hear it.
Okay, so it was the mute. Look at you trying to blame me. Okay. No, but no, no, JT, Mr. Erickson, I don't think this is for you. I think it's a little too past the time to be doing this. I think this is a midlife crisis kind of thing. And I've known people. I knew a guy who, like, totally, like, left his family for some, like, 19-year-old girl. Like, they do crazy stuff like this, like, trying to beat people up. It's just, yeah. I'm definitely rooting for the fine Latino.
Okay. I'm just doing it. All right, what fight is next?
Okay, the last one, Will Davis and Donovan Smith.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now, Will Davis.
Let's start with Donovan.
Call her a trash talk about Will Davis.
Do what?
Do what?
Will Davis is a teammate of mine, so I won't tolerate trash talk.
Okay, well, you don't have to tolerate it, but if it happens, it happens. And also, I know Will. I've met Will a couple times. I think we've. What do you call that? We like sparred, or what do you call that? I forget.
Rolled in jujitsu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went there, and we definitely had like a situation. I think I'm pretty sure. But okay, so let's talk about Donovan first.
Okay.
Okay. So these are both black men, so I can root for whoever I want, and that's just the truth. Will looks official. Okay.
Are we looking at Donovan or Will?
I'm looking at Donovan, my bad. Donovan looks...
Did you just mix them up because they're both black? Is that what happened, Avery?
No, I was really about to say, you know black people look like. But, Donovan... Oh, my God. He looks... Yeah, he's very fine. Okay? And have to see him out of the cage in his shorts because I don't trust men in their shorts in the cage because... You know, they got to wear the fucking cup. And I hate that shit. It's like a woman in makeup. You know what I'm saying? Just lies. Well, I can't see any good photos with him, so I don't know if he's A, B, or a D. But if we're just going by race, I'm going to assume D. Okay? And, yeah, some of his posts, right, Rick? Are you ready? It's all about fighting. He's really into that.
Somebody have a video?
Yeah, his whole Facebook is fighting, so he seems pretty serious. His record, what is it? It is... Oh, he hasn't even fought either. What the fuck is happening?
This is his pro debut.
I guess everybody has to debut, but...
Well, this is pro. He was 6-1 amateur.
Yeah, if I was debuting, I would want to, like, fight somebody who had it. Yeah, But whatever, he just wants to fight. He wants to go big. So, okay. Will Davis, let's talk about him. 3-2. Okay, Will. Sorry, I got to pop up his Facebook. Okay, Will with the colored hair. Okay, excellent. Which I didn't, a lot of black people don't do that. And that's just the truth. Can you hear me?
Eric, can you hear us? Oh, wait. Nope, I had everything muted. I'm sorry. Can you hear us now, okay, Eric?
I said, yeah, Will has colored hair, which black people don't typically do. So I like people who are, like, confident enough to do it. But it also shows signs of, like, instability, I feel like, and personally. But.
Is that a bad thing?
I mean, being unstable, low-key, but I'm saying... It's the hair coloring that always does it for me. It's like Chris Brown had blonde hair. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Eric, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you all now.
Okay, good deal. Sorry about that. I was trying to mute some stuff.
Yeah, I think, anyway. But, you know, I know him. I know Ben is, Ben's like his coach, yeah, or one of them.
Ben Fowler, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, that's really good, and he's probably well-trained, and that's the truth. He's not as built as the other guy. Like, the other guy, Donovan, has some really square tits. Where I don't feel like Will has that.
Will's pretty cut up.
Yeah, he's cut up, but I'm saying, oh my God, but have you seen Donovan? Oh my God.
Okay.
In the photo, yeah.
Whoops. Sorry.
In that particular photo, in the poster for these people, Will looks way more cut up than some of his other Facebooks. So I don't know if that was a weight cut day, and so he got real. I don't know. But. I'm going to root for. I'm going to say Donovan's hotter, but I'll root for Will because I will support Ben in his endeavors. Okay.
You like Ben?
I love Ben. Who doesn't love Ben Fowler? So, you know, I'm sure Ben is really wanting this guy to win. So, for that, I'll just be like, yeah, sure, Will can have it. But, you know, Donovan has my subscription fee. You know what I'm saying?
All right. And just as a recap, this is the most attractive guy on the whole card, according to Avery.
That was the of the podcast. I would have a different hottest guy on the podcast, you know? Those are just of the fights that we did. But Derek, yeah, he absolutely is the finest.
Drake Patterson.
Or Drake, whatever his name is, okay? Bitch, he's hot. We don't need to know his name. You know what I mean? Type shit. A lot of these guys, I just wish they were posters. But I would say today, if I had to pick, like, the hottest one of the one we talked about today, like, specifically,
mm-hmm.
probably... What? I'm feeling Caden.
Oh, Caden Willoughby.
Oh, wow.
Or Ethan. They were both really fine. I think Ethan, actually. I'm switching. You know what? It's Eiffel Tower today.
Okay. All right. That's what a beautiful, beautiful thing to say.
Yeah. Everybody would be very excited to hear this episode.
Yeah, it's an Eiffel Tower today. I'm going to choose both of them because... They're both really fine, and they both need some love. World,
Eiffel Tower, dedicated by Avery.
Yeah, no, listen. Sometimes you don't have to choose.
Well, guys, I know we didn't have a bunch of time for today's episode. It was a little bit impromptu. We wanted to make sure we covered all the fights on the card. Eric Sanchez, thank you very much for making time for us. We'll see you at the event Saturday at Parakeet Springs Convention Center.
Happy to help. Thank you all for having me on.
And Avery, as always, thank you very much.
Of course. You know how we end, right?
Eric, you know.
How do we end?
On the count of three, you say suck a dick.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready? One, yep. Two, three.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick. Suck a dick.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll have another episode of The Kelly Patrick Show out soon. Thank you.
Bye.